producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like your parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, today I wanted to talk about cancer, heart disease, and birth defects, and I do all the time, but this is spurred by a World Health Organization report that was sent to me over the weekend from England, from the London Telegraph, which is a great newspaper, and also from the London Globe and Mail, another great newspaper. And in there, they had the story that the World Health Organization was going to release today that, and we're talking about breaking news here, the World Health Organization was going to release today the fact that processed meats, like nitrates and nitrate-containing meats, things like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam, all those things increase your risk of cancer the same amount as smoking and the construction fibers and things like that, right? And so you're looking at it's something really, really I've been talking about for 25 years, okay? I've been talking about this for 25 years, maybe 30 years. And people kind of laugh at me and say, well, everybody in the world is eating processed meats. You can't blame cancer in that. Right. Okay, well, the World Health Organization just did it, okay? And so doctors have been telling you that cancer, heart disease, and birth defects are all genetic. Well, that's not true either. There's not a single disease that's transmitted genetically, and because doctors didn't know what caused things, they blamed it on your genes. And remember, there's thousands of failed medical theories every century, in the 20th century, 21st century, is no different. So the genetic theory is a failed theory, and these things are self-inflicted. When it comes to cancer, not only what you eat, you know, again, the processed meats, deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, Spam, increase your risk of cancer the same level as smoking and inhaling asbestos as a construction fiber. So pay attention to that. Also, if you're going to eat meat, eat red meat, that's fine. But you got to eat it medium rare, not well done. If you're browning the fat or burning the fat, increase your risk, ladies, of breast cancer by 462%. You significantly increase your risk of colon cancer and prostate cancer. If you're smoking, lung cancer, too. So if you're going to eat red meat, it's fine, but you got to cook it medium rare. Now, if you can't handle medium rare meat, say, I got to eat it well done, well, don't eat it. I'd rather have you eat boiled, baked, roasted, or grilled chicken or fish, okay? And that'll be safer. Now, also, there was a wonderful study came out as part of the Nurses' Health Study, 90,000 nurses, 20 years. The University of South Carolina, the part they had was to look at how women cook their food and how it affects the rate of breast cancer. Of course, came out in 1998. Then, in fact, cooking your meat well done, where the fat was browned or burnt, increased your risk of breast cancer by 462%. 462%! Whereas if you cook it medium rare, it reduces the risk by 462%. So, there you go. And then heart disease is certainly not caused by genetics. Okay? It is a deficiency disease, for the most part, aggravated certainly by free radicals and trans fatty acids and bad stuff. But congestive heart failure is a deficiency of a single vitamin. We've known that for 300 years, literally. A Japanese surgeon 30 years ago figured it out. And then cardiomyopathy heart disease, right? I've done 1,700 autopsies in humans that have died of that one. It's a deficiency of a single mineral. It's not caused by cholesterol and saturated fat. And then there's coronary artery disease. They get obstructed arteries. It has nothing to do with cholesterol and saturated fat. It's caused by inflammation by eating trans fats, fried foods, processed meats, microwave popcorn, theater popcorn, oils, things like coconut oil, olive oil, margarine, mayonnaise, sausage, and cooking oils. And that causes inflammation of the arteries and causes them to build up scar tissue in defense of this inflammation, which plugs your arteries, not cholesterol and saturated fat. And then there's coronary thrombosis, where you get a blood clot in a coronary artery, or a thrombotic stroke, where you get a blood clot in the brain artery. These things are not caused by cholesterol and saturated fat or genetics. They're caused by an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. Another one of my lawsuits against the federal court, against the FDA in federal court, in which I prevailed. And you supplement properly with the omega-3s, omega-6s and 9s. The odds of you getting a coronary thrombosis or a thrombotic stroke is reduced to almost zero. All right? Now, birth defects, there's not a single birth defect that's caused by genetics. Every birth defect you can name, and 10 times as many you can't, are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the embryo somewhere along the developmental line in the first trimester. So what I want you to do, when you get couples that are getting engaged or getting couples that are getting married, give them the 90 essential nutrients long before they're going to get a pregnancy, long before they're old enough to have all these problems. So the babies will be born to parents who've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 6 months, a year, 5 years before they get a pregnancy, and will reduce the risk of birth defects to almost zero. We did in the livestock industry. We did in the pet animal industry. We've eliminated every birth defect you can name simply by adding more vitamins and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids to the animal's food long before they get pregnant. We can do the same thing. We can eliminate every birth defect. There's no need for any grandmother, grandfather, or auntie to have to babysit a special needs child when the mom and dad are off in Barbados or St. Croix. Okay, it's all preventable. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for the books Epigenetics, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and Rare Earth Forbidden Cures. We'll be back with Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Dr. Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And we have the A-team in today. Hello, Tom.
Dr. Wallach, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. I've been working with you going on 17 years now, and it seems like every month you're being vindicated in one way or another, and this World Health Organization report is just another one. Congratulations. I know it makes you feel good to be vindicated, but it makes you feel kind of bad that it's taken them 30 years to do it, right?
Yeah, of course, millions of people have died unnecessarily by them taking so long to kind of stand up to the plate and say what needed to be said. But like you say, I suppose later is better than never. And this adds weight to our comments that I've been giving for 45 years. I've been saying this for 45 years, Tom.
I understand. I've been hearing it from you, and I've been following your recommendations with regard to the nitrates and nitrites and the processed foods. And
yeah, there's one little piece that they brought up in the news today. Nitrate-free deli slices and stuff like that, and the bacon they have and the ham they have in these health food stores, they put in celery extract.
Hmm.
Well, guess what the celery extract is?
Nitrates and nitrites, right?
Nitrates and nitrites, exactly.
How can they say no added nitrates then?
Well, because it's an extract of a natural food. But see, the celery soaked it up out of the ground because they put high nitrate and high nitrate fertilizer in the ground, and the celery is sucking it up. And they take the nitrate fertilizer out of the celery and put it in, but they're calling it a celery extract as opposed to nitrates and nitrites.
So you're saying this is another example of don't believe everything you read, right?
Exactly. This is another example of, you know, in the health food industry, you can't believe everything. Even in the health food industry, you can't believe everything. When they say there's no gluten in oatmeal, well, there is gluten in oatmeal, but it has a different name. It's called gliadin, but it's still gluten. And so you really have to watch it, because a lot of times the people who are health enthusiasts will say this out of ignorance because they heard it from somebody else. But in other cases, marketers and sellers of the product will say it knowingly that it's false information, but they'll say it to sell the product, and that's what disturbs me.
All right. Good information.
Okay, well, let's start out in New Jersey and see if we can save some Americans here. Let's go to New Jersey and Emily. Emily, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, doctor.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm calling for my son today. I'm on the product. I'm very happy. The product is very good. It's helping. I'm calling for my son. He has sickle cell, and they're giving him hydroxia. I'm really worried. I want to take him off hydroxia. You know,
okay.
He has sickle cell anemia.
I understand. How old is he?
He's nine. He's going to be 10 in May next year.
Okay. How much does he weigh?
He weighs about 72 pounds.
Okay. Does he have any other issues like skin problems or asthma?
He doesn't have asthma, but sometimes because of the sickle cell, his breathing, especially when he gets sick a little bit, his oxygen level goes down.
Yeah, absolutely, because when you're anemic of any kind of anemia, it can cause a low oxygen level in the blood. But does your son have any skin problems or any bowel problems like have his appendix out, or did he have any kind of constipation or diarrhea?
No, he doesn't have constipation or diarrhea, but gluten intolerance, so he has it automatically.
Okay, so you're taking the gluten away from him. Good. All right. Well, sickle cell anemia is not genetically transmitted, as the doctors will tell you. In white people, sickle cell anemia is called thalassemia. It's the same disease. Thalassemia in white people, sickle cell in black people, because, you know, doctors who believed in genetics didn't want to be able to say that how would a white guy get a black gene or a black person get a white gene. So they call it different names for the same disease. Now, when I was doing that big study for the National Institutes of Health, the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems in St. Louis with Marlon Perkins, one of the things I found was sickle cell anemia in deer and antelopes and hummingbirds. And so I knew it couldn't be a genetic disease, because how can you get a human genetic disease in all these different vertebrates? So it turns out that sickle cell anemia is a inborn error metabolism. When in the early pregnancy, when the cells in the bone marrow forming that make hemoglobin, they're not getting everything they need. There's something missing, either because you weren't absorbing it, because you have gluten intolerance and your loss of efficiency of absorption in your intestine, or you just weren't getting it in your diet. The parts of the bone marrow that make the hemoglobin didn't form perfectly, And so they make a dysfunctional hemoglobin. And so what you need to do is make sure your son is, I mean, very, very strong, obsessively gluten-free. That includes dry dog food, dry cat food, mother-in-law, grandma, spouse. Everybody's got to be gluten-free in the house, including all the other brothers and sisters. And then I would give him, at 72 pounds, I'd go ahead and give him one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month. Split it in half so he gets a half a dose of each of the products for breakfast and a half a dose of each of the products at dinner time. That one healthy brain and heart pack will last him a month. I would also get him the Immortalium, which stimulates stem cells to encourage the body's production of more stem cells and encourage the maximum function of the stem cells he has. So I'd have him take two of those Immortalium tablets today, one at breakfast, one at dinner time, so that one bottle will last him 2 months. And stay away from all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the gluten, and make sure that he stays away from carbonated drinks. Okay, anything that's going to disrupt the nutrition absorption, we've got to stay away from that. And we do have our sports drink.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were too.
I fired my boss and I matched my income, and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it. Just one less thing to worry about. I have been in 37 other multi-level marketing companies, and it took the 38th one, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains and their getting them off the medication. It's been so much fun helping people. And I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people come to me and they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Youngevity. We'll help you all along the way. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Back, the Leslie Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go right back to New Jersey and Emily. Sorry about that. I talked into the break there. And so just to finish up, Emily, make sure that your son also stays away from carbonated drinks because they neutralize stomach acid and they will reduce his ability to absorb the minerals, which are so important here. What will happen is you can't cure sickle cell anemia after the baby's born with it. You can prevent it from happening if the mother is taking all 90 essential nutrients and she's absorbing properly and doesn't have any absorption problems. But once the baby has it, you can manage it much better with nutrition than you can with the medication. But don't cold turkey him off the medication. Give him the program we've outlined here, including no carbonated drinks during the day or night or whatever, no carbonated drinks. We do have an energy drink, Pound and Burst. We have a sports drink, Rebound, that has versions with no carbonation in them. It will be safe for him. But also, you want to make sure he stays away from all the inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, gluten, all that kind of stuff. It's got to go. And we get the young people who, you know, go a lifetime now without having crises and having strokes and all that kind of stuff that are attributed to sickle cell anemia when you get out of control, okay? So give us a call in a couple of weeks.
A Beyonce tablet for a new system. I can give him one.
Yeah, you can, yeah, sure. You could add one of the Beyond Tangerine tablets, 2.0. You could give him one of those a day, too. Break it in half. Give him a half at breakfast, half at dinner time. Don't give him one all at once. But that would be in addition to everything else, not a replacement for it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, God bless you. And keep in touch and let us know how this young fellow is doing, okay?
Okay.
Okay, God bless. Okay, Tom, let's go to Colorado and Al. Al, you're on the air.
Yes, Dr. Wallace.
Yes, sir.
I have had shingles and groovers or grovers since mid-February of this year. Now, is that interfering with the absorption of the other, of the nutrients that I take, the all of your products that I do take?
Okay, well, tell me what it is you have, okay? I'm not understanding exactly. What disease do you have here?
Shingles.
Okay.
And grovers that goes along with it.
Okay.
That's since February of this year.
Okay, is this the first time you've had these problems?
No. Oh, I had, you know, chicken pox when I was about 5 years old, and it was
How old are you now, Al?
76.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
92, and the height is about 5'5".
Okay, so you're very slim. If you only weigh 192?
Right.
No, I'm not getting that. Are you 192 pounds or 92 pounds?
92 pounds. Okay,
so you're very slim.
Right. I've been slim all my life.
Yeah, okay. Almost skinny, as somebody would say, okay? And do you have any other issues? Do you have any arthritis or high blood pressure, diabetes?
No.
Okay.
Maybe very slight arthritis, but it seems to, you know, that tangerine and all seems to keep that in line.
Okay, good. All right. What I would do is kind of step up to the plate a little bit more and just take a healthy brain and heart pack, one healthy brain and heart pack per month, cut it in half, take a full dose of everything in that pack at breakfast, and a half a dose of breakfast, half a dose of dinner time. So you're going to take a full dose of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. That'll kind of give you a little bit more than just the tangy tangerine. Okay? You need a more complete program here. And then I would also, because you have a history of shingles, I would throw in the Killer Biotic. Go ahead and take two of those twice a day. The Killer Biotic could be one bottle a month. I'd also get a bottle of our Envision Colloidal Silver and soak a cotton ball with the colloidal silver and keep the area. Let's say you have a path of either little blisters or pain from the shingles going from your back around your ribs to your chest bone. I would keep that area wet for about 5 minutes twice a day with that colloidal silver that you're soaking the cotton ball with. And take, again, two or three of those Killer Biotic capsules twice a day. So it'll be one or two bottles depending on how much you want to spend on that. And we do have a analgesic cream called CM cream. It reduces inflammation and relieves pain. I would get one bottle of the CM cream, and I would also get one bottle of our trauma oil and put the 4 to 6 drops of the trauma oil in a teaspoon of the CM cream and apply that to wherever you're having the postherpetic pain.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back with Let's Play Doctor, Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Giving, 95 program. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. That's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go to California and Lupe. Lupe, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, ma'am.
Dr. Wallach, my papa's son, 22 years old. He weighs 280 pounds and he's 6 foot tall. He was involved in a car accident 2 years ago, but a little bit before that, I already noticed that he isolated himself a little bit. He was irritable, but he was working full-time and studying full-time on those days. But in the same time, he was involved in the car accident. And after the car accident, like I will say 4 to 6 weeks after, he started having, he was not hospitalized from the accident or had any injury, thanks, blessed be the name of the Lord. But after that, he started having very high blood pressure, like 176 over 110, anxiety attacks, panic attacks. He was irritable, and he was not able to sleep. In that time, he didn't sleep 5 days. In the role, either day or night.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. I didn't hear how old your son was.
22 years old now. Okay. But he was 20 when he had the accident.
Okay. And so is he on any medication for depression or anything like that?
Yes. Yes, we take him to the emergency, and they send it to a psychiatric hospital. And he stayed there 3 days. He came out of the psychiatric hospital with medication, and for a year they changed medications, one and another and another.
Okay. When people have anxiety attacks, panic attacks, they can have blood sugar problems. Does your son have any problems with diabetes or anything like that?
No, 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 okay. Not right now.
How tall, is your son? How tall is your son, Lupi?
It is six foot tall.
6 foot tall. Okay, so he may be 80 pounds overweight, give or take a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what we would do. Don't take him, if he's on medication, do not take him off of any medication, okay? We'll let the doctors who wrote the prescriptions do that. But let's see if we can't speed up the process. So what I want him to do is be grain-free. Does he live with you?
Yeah, he lives with me because he couldn't,
okay.
You know, he couldn't stay outside. He was okay for, not, I will not say very well. He was kind of better.
Okay, well, let me outline a diet and a program for you, okay? So
okay.
What I would do is get him grain-free. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats, no corn, no millet, no rice, no potatoes, okay? No white potatoes, red potatoes, sweet potatoes, none of those carbohydrate things. No sugars.
Okay.
That means no fruit juices. You're going to make ice cream. You can make ice cream without sugar in it. You know, through our, we have a way you can make ice cream with our protein powder and throw some eggs in it and put some cocoa longevity in there and beat it up real good and freeze it. It won't have any sugar in it. So no sugar. I mean, no fruit juices, no dried fruit, no fresh fruit. He'll get everything he needs from fruit, from vegetables. So give up all grains, give up all fruit and fruit juices, sugar. But I want him to eat vegetables with every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He can have eggs, red meat, chicken, or fish with every meal. Okay? And I also, in addition, 280 pounds, optimally, he should have 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. And so at 180 pounds, you have to start out optimally with 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. If finances are a problem and you can only afford 2, that's fine. It'll take a little bit longer to get the result we're looking for. Hang on, Lupe, and we'll come back. We'll give you the rest of this information after these messages.
You can reach Dr. Wallach weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 Eastern. That phone number is 877-912-7529.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go right back to California and Lupe. Okay, just catching up again. Optimally, it's one dose of everything per 100 pounds of body weight, so 280. Your son optimally would take three of the healthy brain and heart per month. Yep.
From looking at the internet, he seems to be suffering from side effects from the medication. I noticed these 2 weeks he started all over again.
Well, stop a minute here. Stop a minute. When it comes to side effects of the medication, you need to tell the doctor who wrote the prescription to deal with that. Okay, I'm going to give you what I believe his brain needs, okay, to work optimally. But the side effects of the medication, you have to tell the doctor who wrote the prescription.
Yes.
And he's the only one that can reduce the medication or change the medication. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, three healthy brain and heart packs per month. One full dose of breakfast of everything, one full dose of lunch of everything, one full dose of dinner time of everything. Again, if finances are a question, then you can cut it to one at breakfast, one full dose of everything at dinner time. But it just takes longer to deal with, okay? Then, because he has high blood pressure and anxiety, I would also give him three of the sweeties at breakfast and dinner time. That's going to help him with blood sugar issues, if that's a challenge here. Oftentimes, that will cause anxiety attacks and panic attacks as the blood sugar drops and goes up very rapidly. So, three sweeties at breakfast, three dinner time, that's two bottles a month. And then for the high blood pressure, I'd have to add two things. Number one, the ultimate daily tablets. I'd have him take 12 of those a day, four at breakfast, four at lunch, four at dinner time. That's four at breakfast, four at lunch, four at dinner. That'll be two bottles a month for the ultimate daily tablets. And then also the ultimate cardio sticks. I'd have him take three of those a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner. That's three boxes a month. They come 30 in a box. And the ultimate cardio sticks and the ultimate dailies are designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries and to support and promote healthy blood pressure. Okay, so being in California, you should be able to get these things, the dosage you're able to comfortably afford. You know, keep in mind your wallet, so don't outspend yourself, get yourself in trouble. It's better to be consistent and take a little bit less than trying to do it all and get yourself in trouble financially. But I want you to call me every 2 weeks. It's only going to take like 1 to 2 working days to get everything you order, okay, because you're in California. But I would start the diet immediately. Take all the bad stuff out of his diet like right now. And that includes the gluten, that dry dog food, dry cat food, bird food, fish food, what you eat. Because he's your son, you probably gave him the gluten intolerance. Okay. And then anybody else in the house, your spouse, mother-in-law, other kids, renter, everybody in the house has got to be gluten-free. Otherwise, there's cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surface, the couch where everybody watches TV, the beds people sleep in, and that kind of stuff. So it's imperative. It's very important to pay attention to these details. And call me every couple of weeks. Call me after you talk to the doctor who wrote those prescriptions, and let's see what the doctor says about reducing those prescriptions or changing his medication, and make a list. Put it in writing what side effects you think he's getting that are related to the prescriptions he's getting. You can find that out yourself before you see the doctor, but I would ask the doctor this and then put the responsibility on the doctor for changing the medication or reducing it. You can Google the medication and just say medication, whatever the medication is, and then side effects. And you'll pop right up on Google, and you'll be able to see if that matches any of the things you're concerned about. Okay? All right.
He started taking the Healthy Body Start Pack Saturday. A friend of mine shared to me some of that so we can start. But I noticed in Saturday.
Yeah, you can start with what you have. And then, of course, once you get to the point where you're ready to order again, I would order on AutoShip because then you don't have to pay the shipping. It's cheaper on AutoShip. But if you already have some of the products but not all of them, don't wait. Give them what you got. And then next time you're ready to order, order the...
learned that I have that thought. It is that he's showing a little irritable, and he's like, couldn't stay awake.
Yes, I know. You got to get him off, dear. You got to get him off the sugar and all this other stuff.
Okay.
Okay, you got to change his diet immediately. That's what I'm saying. You got to change his diet immediately because he's irritable. He's got anxiety attacks, panic attacks, all this stuff. That's a sugar problem. So you got to get him rid of all that stuff. Get him rid of all the grain and bread and even gluten-free bread. One slice of gluten-free bread will raise your blood sugar faster and higher than a heaping tablespoon of sugar. So this is his diet changes are critical to his health. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me hear from you in 2 weeks. Let me hear from you after you talk to the guy who wrote the prescription.
Yes.
Okay. Tom, let's go. Do we have time to start another one?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, let's go to Georgia and Lavinia. Lavinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have a male, age 48, 6 foot tall, 199 pounds. He has very painful stomach cramps and bloating after he eats. He has no appetite. He's very tired, and after he eats, he's exhausted. He's lost 20 pounds in 3 months. What products would you recommend for him to take? He also had a colonoscopy a month ago, and they stated that they found some dry blood in his intestine.
Okay, that's all they found, huh? Okay.
Huh?
I said that's all they found was dry blood in his intestine?
Yeah, they said from a previous scar or something. Mm-hmm. They didn't give him any explanation.
Okay. They didn't say he had colitis or Crohn's disease or...
No. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he does get bloating and belly pain after he eats.
He's not eating because when he eats, he gets pain.
Okay.
So he's not
eating. I believe he's got a gluten problem, okay? So what I would do is get him off of all gluten. That would include his spouse. It would include the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, mother-in-law, kids, everybody in the household. He's got to get off of gluten. I'd get him on the, move him. If he's already on some products, I'd move him towards the healthy digestive pack and also a bottle he'll go through a bottle of peppermint oil every week, so he needs to have 4 to 6 drops of peppermint oil, let's say 2 minutes, 5 minutes before each meal, and with a cup of hot water, and you can even put in a cup of mint tea to help him with that. He needs some of the root beer belly with the probiotics in it, and have him stay away from gluten. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that includes the dry dog food and cat food and bird food and fish food, and again, everybody in the household is going to be gluten-free. And he can start out with just steamed vegetables and scrambled eggs and butter. You have steamed vegetables and poached fish, not fried fish, but poached fish or roasted fish or baked fish. He could try some roasted or baked poultry, fish or chicken. Things like turkey, that kind of stuff. Not deli slices, okay, because they have the nitrates and nitrites in them, and a lot of them use wheat as filler. Got to pay attention to all that. And let's see if we can't get his diet kind of restricted a little bit. If he does better with liquids, I'd make him a shake with our SlenderFlex shake and go ahead and throw some eggs in there and blend it up with some ice, let him drink it as a cold shake, or he could freeze it as an ice cream. Let him nibble on it as an ice cream that's totally gluten-free and sugar-free when you do that. But don't forget, he needs the healthy digestion pack. He needs two of them because he's 199 pounds. And if he can only afford one or if he can only tolerate one, that's where you start. But he needs the peppermint oil to help him with the bloating and the gas and the pain immediately after he eats. But he's got to be gluten-free. That's anytime people get pain and bloating after they eat, and it's so egregious that they're willing to lose weight and not even eat because it's so painful, he's got to change what he's eating, okay? That's immediately. You got to go through the cupboard. Everything in the household, any form of gluten in the house has got to be gotten rid of immediately. Okay. And just hope and pray that he doesn't make a living by being a baker, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Watt.
You're very welcome. Okay, here.
Yes, we do. I know your question is, do we have more time? And we've got about a minute and a half for the next
break. We have about a minute and a half?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to Illinois. And Hattie, you're on the air.
Awesome. Dr. Wally, good morning. No, good afternoon. How you doing?
Okay. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Wally, I have two people that both are diabetics. One is a diabetic 1 and one is a 2. They both have kidney issues. But my concern is the guy who's the diabetic 1 is in the hospital right now. He's been in there for like 3 weeks now. Because his blood sugar just shot up over 280, some madness. But that's under control now. But now the hospital has him on dialysis because they say they found 2 cysts on his kidneys, and they're trying to convince him that it came from our products. He was taking too much vitamin C.
Okay. Well, they're taking advantage of him because he was born with those cysts. Okay. Kidney cysts are born with. They have nothing to do with kidney failure So this is, they're very spectacular to look at on an X-ray or CAT scan, but they don't contribute to kidney disease or anything like that. They're sort of like, you know, being born with a birthmark kind of thing. And so for them to put him on dialysis because he has kidney cysts is, that should be jail time. But hang on here, Hattie. We'll come back and we'll spend some time on both type 1 diabetes and type 2 after these.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contracts, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We're back with Leslie Doctor Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach, your film giving, and the crusade. And so let's go back to Illinois here, Tom and Hattie. Okay, there's two types of diabetes. You have one friend here with type 2 diabetes, which is a simple nutritional deficiency. You can put them on one healthy blood sugar pack per 100 pounds of body weight, let them take their fasting blood sugar every morning before they medicate themselves. And usually within 4 to 6 weeks, they're able to wean off their medication and go back to their normal life. But they have to stay on that healthy blood sugar pack forever and stay away from all the bad foods forever. And type 1 diabetes is an inborn error metabolism. Mom is missing something when the beta cells are forming in the islet of Langerhans in the embryo. And instead of having 500,000 beta cells in the islet of Langerhans to make sufficient amounts of insulin, they might only make 5 or 10 or 50. And so they have enough insulin for a little bitty kid. But once you get up around 6, 8, 10 years of age, and depending on the activity level and everything, how much sugar they're eating, obviously it shows up as type 1 diabetes. But it's a birth defect. It's not genetic. It's totally preventable. But once they have it, you have to manage it. I guess a pancreatic transplant with a normal pancreas would solve the problem, but that can be problematic because you're on anti-rejection drugs forever, and that has complications and blah, blah, blah. So you can manage a type 1 diabetes by giving them injectable insulin based on their blood sugar levels. You can still give the healthy blood sugar pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and we're able to help people get a better life. Their quality of life goes up. Instead of having to check their blood sugar 6, 8, 10 times a day, they can usually get away with once or twice a day. We can reduce the amount of insulin they require to manage their blood sugar and keep it in the normal range, keep their A1C hemoglobin down around 5. And so this is what you can do for type 1. Type 2, we're able to wean them off the medication and go back to normal life. In both cases, they have to stay on the healthy blood sugar pack forever. It's not like next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, suddenly there's going to be these minerals in the soil and our food. So this is a forever thing. Call me every couple of weeks. Let me know how these guys do, because they will both do very well. Okay, Tom, how much time do we have here?
Oh, a couple of minutes.
Okay, let's even quickly go to Marilyn and Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air. We have just a few moments. What's your question?
Okay, Doctor, I had a lady that we had already told her to get the blood sugar pack, but she wanted to know when she started taking the sweeties, because she's taking insulin. When do she supposed to take the sweeties? Because I was telling her that her blood sugar probably dropped, but she wanted to know how to take it in the morning, the sweeties.
Oh, take it with breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
okay.
If she takes her insulin and her blood sugar before breakfast, then she should take her sweeties. I can just go ahead and still take it with breakfast. And if she takes her blood sugar beforehand, that'll reflect what went on the evening before. Okay?
Okay.
And so if she feels kind of lightheaded, or she knows what her symptoms are when she overdoses with insulin, she knows. And if she feels like her blood sugar is dropping or something like that, to the point where she's going to feel dizzy or pass out or something, she should have a hard-boiled egg there. I wouldn't be eating a candy bar, because you want her sugar going way up and then way down and way up and way down. Now, that's not good. And so you need to have her with some nuts or some hard-boiled eggs when these things happen. But, what does she weigh, do you know?
She weighs 138 pounds, and she's 48 years old.
So she should have one healthy blood sugar pack per month, get an extra bottle of sweeties. And so she can, you know, take two sweeties with each meal, and her blood sugar will begin to drop. And if her blood sugar is running, say, with medication, 120, and it drops down to 85, that's good. Okay?
Okay.
Then the next day, when she gets tested her blood sugar again, it's still down at 85 2 days in a row, well, she can begin try cutting her medication. And the doctors teach them, when your blood sugar drops, take less medication. You don't take the same amount of medication every day.
Okay.
You base it on your blood sugar levels. And if she was naughty the day before and she had lots of carbohydrates and sugar, her blood sugar will be high the next day and she needs to take more insulin. But if she was good and stayed on the rails, took her supplements and stayed away from the bad stuff, guess what? Her blood sugar should continue slowly, gradually to drop, and she'll be able to slowly, gradually reduce her medication. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. A great testimonies and great questions today. Thank you so much, Tom. Superb job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-344-1010.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.